Welcome to HF24. I have to say that talking about Shades of Grey, I don't think I've laughed that hard at your reading and some of the stuff that you said, Frank, during that reading. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Was it the way I read or
no? No. I think it was the intent.
50 Shades of Grey.
There was so much for me. It's the whole combination. It's the way you read. It was the content. It's how awful and how amazing that book is. You know,
people were saying that I should do audio book of Shades of Grey on iTunes because they loved it so much.
Or they could just, well, maybe for those who haven't heard you, you know, us talking about it, they can just listen to this little clip here and then maybe they can weigh in and see if you should actually do the entire book, the audio book of Shades of Grey by Frank Kramer.
And there's plenty more where that came from here on HF24. Check out the rest of it and the rest of HeidiandFrank.com because there's a premium package. You get everything Heidi and Frank on demand, any device. Share this with your friends. Share HF24 with your friends
Yes.
and tell them to come back and become part of the premium members at HeidiandFrank.com. That's better, he murmurs, smiles a wicked, knowing smile. He bends and starts undoing one of my sneakers. Oh no. No, my feet. No, I've just been running. No, I protest, trying to kick him off. He stops. If you struggle, I'll tie your feet too. If you make noise, Anastasia, I'll gag you. Just keep quiet. Catherine is probably outside listening right now. Gag me, Kate, I shut up. He removes my shoes and my socks efficiently and slowly peels off my sweatpants. Oh, what panties am I wearing? He lifts me and pulls the... That's where it ends. That's all I got.
That is horrible.
Somebody,
That is awful.
Sarah tweeted that to me so I can get a little bit of a part of Shades of 50 Shades of Grey.
That is... Who likes this? I don't get it at all. And I'm open-minded.
I've just been running. Maybe it's my reading.
No, I don't get it at all.
Oh, what panties am I wearing?
Shut up, and I'll tie your legs, too.
Or I'll tie
my
legs,
God, this
too.
Is so sexy. I don't
if you make noise,
it.
I'm going to gag you. All right, we got English Linder on the phone. She says she's got some of the best clips and quotes
right.
from 50 Shades of Grey.
Maybe
hello,
this,
English Linder.
Turn me
Hi,
around.
Guys. First of all, I've not read the book.
Okay.
But my daughter got it. I had no idea what the hell it was all about. She read about an hour's worth and literally threw it across the room.
Isn't she like 16?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it. I was like, oh, what's that about afterwards? I'm like, what the hell does 50 Shades of Grey mean? What's that mean? I don't know. She reads all kinds of books, but she got it. She read some of it and literally threw it across the room. I'm not exaggerating.
With her vagina.
She's very talented. No, but then I was looking up, there's a site that says the 15 best worst lines from it, and my favorite so far is number 5.
Okay.
Ready? I had no idea giving pleasure would be such a turn-on. Watching him writhe subtly with carnal longing, my inner goddess is doing the merengue with some salsa moves.
Who is reading this crap? Seriously, people. Okay, go give me more.
My inner goddess.
All right, hang on, where's my other one? Hang on, I only got to like 10. Hang on. This is my one. Hang on. His expression pulls at the dark part of me, buried in the depths of my belly. My libido woken and tamed by him, but even now insatiable. Oh, my inner goddess is beside herself, hopping from foot to foot. Anticipation hangs heavy over my head like a dark tropical storm cloud.
Who finds this sexy? This
Wait,
is ridiculous.
Butterflies okay. flood my belly, as well as a darker, carnal, captivating ache as I try to imagine what he will do to me. There you go.
Even with a British accent, it's not. There's nothing. It's awful.
Well, it's sitting next to me now because I was up in her room like, have you still got this book in your room? Because I want to get rid of it now. And she has it, but I'm really not tempted now I've read these highlights.
Oh, my God.
My libido.
Yeah, like a dark tropical storm cloud. What the hell? It's not sexy.
Maybe it's not right in Cockney. I don't know.
Which is hillbilly British.
Maybe it takes away from it. Maybe we need a posh Brit to call in.
Yeah, this book really sucks. This is like, this is worse than, I mean, those Harlequin romance novels. This is what it is. It's what, this is the same thing. It's repackaged for this generation.
I think it is repackaged, yeah. But, I mean, with a title like that, you don't know. That's why, you know, kids are picking it up. It just doesn't sound like this kind of book, does it?
They pulled the quilt of my duvet out from underneath me and places me back down, this time on the sheets. Ooh. Now then, he licks his bottom lip slowly. You're biting that lip, Anastasia. You know the effect it has on me. He places his long index finger over my mouth, a warning. Oh my, I can barely contain myself. Lying helpless, watching him move gracefully around my room. A guy moving gracefully?
Yeah, a guy's moving gracefully.
I'm trying to turn you on.
Oh, look at him. He's like a dove. What the hell?
Here you go. The muscles inside the deepest, darkest part of me clench in the most delicious fashion.
I like that line.
That may be the best so far.
I'm going to get that tattoo on my back.
In script.
I don't know. This may not be legitimate, but it says it is, so I don't know.
It's a heady aphrodisiac. Slowly, almost leisurely, he removes his shoes and socks, undoes his pants, and lifts his shirt off over his head. It sounds like he's getting ready to take just a shower.
Here's the thing. It's nothing's ever sexy about hearing a guy took his shoes and socks off. Oh, God.
In a delicious fashion.
I think you've seen too much, he chuckles slyly.
And he freezes.
He sits astride me again.
Pouring himself into me as he finds his release.
Pulls my t-shirt up. And I gotta go open another. They sent me a couple
and
pages.
And I crap.
Of this.
Wow, this is
and
a little
I crap.
More risque than I thought. 50 Shades of Brown.
And I think he's going to take it off me. But he rolls it up to my neck and then pulls it up over my head so he can
see my
mouth and my nose, but it covers my eyes. And because it's folded over, I cannot see a thing through it. He breathes appreciatively. This just gets better and better.
Can you breathe appreciatively?
I'm going to get a drink.
It's a lot about breathing.
Isn't every breath pretty appreciative?
Leaning down, he kisses me.
I'm going to try to breathe appreciatively.
His lips tender against mine, and his weight shifts off the bed. I hear the quiet creak of the bedroom door. He's fucking leaving! Get a drink where? Here? Portland? Seattle? I strain to hear him. I can make out low rumblings, and I know he's talking to Kate. Oh, no. I can't take any more of this book.
It's
I've read two pages and I'm already pissed off.
It is awful.
It is awful.
It makes you want to read it because it's so bad.
No.
Yeah, it's like, where can this shit lead?
Exactly. Well, now I'm curious.
Well, thank you, Linda, for calling up and having fun with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. Have a good day.
You too, babe.
Oh, that guy, he was taking off his shoes and his socks and then his pants and his shirt.
He started taking off my shirt, then he stopped, then he left the room and starts talking to some other chick in the hallway.
And he laid down a bath mat and he got in the shower. What? God. Ladies.
Then he took a long piss.
and he farted right in the middle of it.
And at the end, a little cute little pissy fart.
Oh, I love it.
Pissy farts make me so wet. All right, let's go to Pete in Anaheim. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
What's up?
I kind of don't get it now that I've actually heard excerpts from the book, but it was a picture of the cover of the book, and it said that Barnes & Noble gift card you just got your mom. Just got her off.
Ew. Oh, God.
I heard you guys talking about it. I had a comment on that as well.
I don't know. Maybe you could
take... Thank you, Pete.
That's... I mean, maybe you could take, to be fair, maybe you could take any, like, amazing novel, something that is, like, popular and through time have been amazing, and read excerpts from it and go, this book is awful, but it's... You know, War and Peace, or it's whatever. I mean, maybe it's just when you hear stuff out of context.
Look, this is the guy that wrote it. What the hell? That's awful.
Well, I'm working on a trilogy, and we're working on perhaps a fourth novel. And
sure, you just went running.
I'm worried about, no, my panties right now. Which panties do I wear? Which ones
I'm
do
guessing
I
it's the big ones.
Oh, no, he's taking his shoes and socks. You know, I think those are about my size. I could probably wear
now
those.
Now I know why he's covering up your face with your shirt.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, it says you missed the period sex scene. A period sex scene?
No.
Maybe that's what she sent me. She sent me 6 pages on Twitter.
Well, now I'm curious about the period sex scene. Let's see if it's so. I want to see how sexy this is. This book that these women cannot put down and then fan themselves with. Oh. Woo! Woo! I mean, Ian's sister read the whole trilogy in 2 days in Hawaii. I mean, what? Did you find the period sex scene?
What is sitting astride somebody? Does it mean I'm straddling you?
I think that's all.
I'm sitting astride
you. Wait, he did that with her or she did that with him?
He did that to her. Then he left and got a drink. And then now he's out there. He comes back in and she's like, oh, the ice is tinkling in his glass. Okay. As it swirls in liquid, what kind of drink?
I mean, who cares?
He shuts the door and shuffles around, removing his pants. Sounds like my grandpa got home. They drop to the floor, and I know he's naked.
Well, yeah, he took his pants off.
He sits astride me again. That's Does that odd. Mean he's straddling her?
Yeah, but
that's
odd.
So gay.
It is odd for a guy to straddle a girl.
I know.
You know, like a girl does that to a guy, but
Are you thirsty, Anastasia? He asks, his voice teasing.
And he's naked, straddling her?
Yes, I breathe because my mouth is suddenly parched. I hear the ice clink against the glass, and he leans down and kisses me, pouring a delicious, crisp liquid into my... Next page! God damn it. What page am I on? Page 4? Okay.
What did he pour it into?
He poured it into my...
Oh, no.
Mouth.
Oh, okay.
As he does, it's white wine. What a fag!
Wait, why does he have ice in a white wine glass?
Yeah,
he's got
ice
a glass
in a white wine glass, and I'm straddling you naked.
That girl's fucking my mom. Can I put some ice in it? I'm like, it's wine, okay, it's true.
Oh, shit, your mom's going to play it in the movie.
My mom's starring as Christian Grey.
It's white wine.
See, what?
It's so unexpected, so hot.
What?
Though it's chilled, and Christian's lips are cool.
It's chilled with ice cubes like a total hillbilly.
More Franzia, he whispers. I nod.
Is that what it says?
No, it just said more. It tastes all the more divine because it's been in his mouth. He leans down and I drink another mouthful from his lips. Oh, so he's basically baby burden or white wine. That's not hot. That's gross.
It's gross, and it's like now it's been in his hot mouth, so by the time she does get it, it's like ugh.
And I drink another mouthful from his lips. A mouthful? Oh, can your mouth bigger than mine? Let's not go too far. We know your capacity for alcohol is limited, Anastasia.
Oh, yeah, chilled white wine by the mouthfuls. Hang on, I'm getting all messed up here.
Yeah, we're shotgunning Franzia here. It's going to be a party, motherfucker.
This is the world's worst best book.
I can't help it. I grin, and he leans down to deliver another delicious mouthful. He shifts, so he's lying beside me, his erection at my hip. Oh, I want him inside me. Is this nice, he asks. But I hear the edge in his voice.
You know what I'd like at this point?
Page,
you know what I'd like
page.
At this point? An actual full glass of wine. Can I have my own glass of wine, please?
I tense. He moves
have you ever
the glass
asked,
again.
Is this nice during a sexual encounter? Is this nice?
Yeah. With my dick in your hip.
Yeah.
Is this nice?
Oh, God.
I tense. He moves the glass again and leans down, kissing me and depositing a small shard of ice in my mouth with a little wine.
Who's looking for that? Like, here's what. Put your dick in. Let's get that out of the way. Yeah.
She's over there crunching ice.
Yeah, of course she is, because she's frustrated.
He slowly and leisurely trails chilled kisses down the center of my body, from the base of my throat to between my breast.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Down my torso to my belly. He pops a fragment of ice in my navel in a pool of cool, cold wine. It burns all the way down to the depths of my belly. Wow.
Burnt white wine? Oh, yeah, it's got a real burn. What the hell?
It's her inner hot loins, I think.
All right.
Now you have to keep still, he whispers. If you move, Anastasia, you'll get wine all over the bed. He is gay.
He really is. It really is my mom.
Yeah.
Chilled white wine, and she's worried about the duvet getting stained. Relax.
I just washed these sheets.
I'm not. your goddamn maid. I just done this. I'm not going to just be at your beck and call.
My hips flex automatically. Oh, no. If you spill the wine, I will punish you, Miss Steele.
Anastasia Steele, it must be.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she can't move. She spills
the wine. If you spill the wine out of your belly
button,
I'll punish you.
I will punish you, Miss Steele. Crap, I think it's the last page she sent me.
Oh, no.
What are we going to do now?
Guess who's going to the Barnes & Noble after the show?
Ugh. That's it. That's all I got.
Mm.
Now you intrigued? Now you understand that while your girlfriend's reading it, maybe she wants a little wine, a little ice wine in the belly button.
Yeah, pour some white wine in her belly button and then tell her if she gets that comforter dirty, you're going to punish her.
Well, the comforter's at the cleaners right now, so...
What are you trying to get out of it?
It already got dirty.
Well, not as romantic as ice wine in the belly button. We got cat puke on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you spill that chili, I'm going to have to punish you.
I don't get it.
She told me
that scene specifically was sexy. She said, oh, there's a scene where he puts wine in her belly button, and if she moves, he's going to punish her. I remember
her
mentioning
that. Was he going to beat the shit out of her? Is he like, punch?
Yeah, and then the wine's going to go everywhere anyway. It's like if I spill a drop, and then you start to beat the shit out of me, and then the wine's everywhere, and you've caused it.
All right, here we go. More pages.
Okay.
Great.
Go ahead.
I groan and desperately fight the urge to tilt my hips, pulling on my restraint. Oh, no, please. With one finger, he pulls down my bra cups in turn.
Wait, is this the same?
Okay. My breast. Yes, yeah,
this is
page.
The same. Okay.
My breast pushed up, exposed and vulnerable. Leaning down, he kisses and tugs at each of my nipples in turn with cool, cold lips. I fight my body as it tries to arch in response.
Oh, but she can't because she can't spill the wine that's in her belly button. Ugh.
How nice is this, he breathes. I mean, this guy's so insecure.
He really is.
Blowing on one of my nipples.
No, here's the problem, I think. Let me go back to what you...
How nice is this?
Let me go back to what you always say. She's writing... It's a woman writing how a man... She's actually writing... Like, that's the kind of stuff another woman would say to a woman, maybe. Like,
how nice is this?
You know, it's like, how nice is this? But a guy's not going to go, how nice is it? Is this nice? Am I boner?
No, guys will always ask, like, you like this? Like this? I mean, those insecure guys about sex, where he's like, he's over there playing with the nipples, and he's like, you like this? Is this working? Blowing your nipples? This guy's horrible.
Okay, go ahead.
I hear another clink of ice, and then I can feel it around my right nipple as he tugs the left one from his lips.
This is like 9.5 weeks. This is what you would get aroused by when you were 17 and you just saw 9.5 weeks with Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger.
I moan, struggling not to move. It's sweet, agonizing torture. If you spill the wine, I won't let... Oh, man.
This is not...
What won't he let her do?
It's like annoying.
He's not going to let...
Her?
If you spill the wine, I'm not going to let you come. Oh, yeah! Okay. Oh,
it's okay.
Please,
I can make it happen myself.
Christian, sir, please. He's driving me insane. I hear him smile. Her face is still covered up. She can't see through that shirt she's got.
She hears him smile. So he's got listen.
He's got sticky lips. Yeah. Oh, God. I can't stand to hear people smile.
Oh, I know. Oh, yuck. Take a drink of water.
He's got cotton mouth on my, now my nipples stink.
Isn't this nice?
Halitosis tits over here.
He's blowing his hot fungal breath over my nipples.
Oh, yuck.
His cool fingers. Let me see. No. Oh, the ice in my navel is melting. I am beyond warm. Warm is warm and chilled and wanting. Wanting him inside me now. His cool fingers trail languidly.
I don't even know
across
what that means.
My belly. Mm-mm. Is he doing what this? He's like doing jazz belly.
He's playing the entertainer on her belly.
Yeah.
Hey, you like this? How's this? It's nice. Yeah.
Isn't this no nice?
This is the world's worst.
My skin is oversensitive. My hips flex automatically. And the now warmer liquid from my navel seeps over my belly.
By the way, I was going to say, how deep is that? She got like a big
She got my dad's belly button.
Belly button. She can handle
my dad can hold a 16-ounce PBR.
A full ice cube.
All right, so she's arched again.
All right.
And now the warmer liquid from my navel seeps over my belly, Christian moves quickly, lapping it up with his tongue, kissing, biting me softly, sucking. Oh, dear, Anastasia, you moved. What am I going to do to you? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah, no.
Anastasia, you moved. What am I going to do with you?
And now all of a sudden, he's the owl from the Tootsie Pop commercial.
Oh, dear.
How many licks is it going to take to get the chilled ice Chardonnay out of your belly button? One, two, three. Three.
I'm panting loudly.
It's like a golden retriever.
Yeah. Is your dog in here? All I can concentrate on is his voice and his touch. Nothing else is real. Nothing else matters, but everything counts. Nothing else registers on my radar. His fingers slip into my panties, and I'm rewarded with his unguarded, sharp intake of air. I think I sucked in a bug.
It must have been one of the moths from the lights.
Oh, baby, he murmurs. And he pushes two fingers inside me. I gasp. Ready for me so soon, he says. So soon, man, you're taking your time.
No kidding. I'm already.
He moves his fingers tantalizingly slowly in and out, and I push against him, tilting my hips up. You are a greedy girl, he scolds softly. And his thumb circles my clitoris and then presses down. I groan loudly as my body bucks. Ha, Paige. All right. Okay. As my body bucks beneath his expert fingers. He reaches up and pushes the t-shirt over my head so I can see him. I blink in the soft light of my sidelight. I long to touch him. I want to touch you, I breathe. I know, he murmurs.
I want to touch you.
I know. He leans down and kisses me, his fingers still moving rhythmically inside me, his thumb circling and pressing. His other hand scoops my hair off my head. What, she's wearing a fucking wig? And holds my head in place. His tongue mirrors the action of his fingers, claiming me. I like that line. My legs begin to stiffen as I push against his hand. He gentles his hand, so I'm brought back from the brink.
Now, here's the thing.
He does this again and again. It's so Paige.
Thumb on the clit is not, well.
It's so Paige. Okay.
No.
It's so frustrating.
Yes.
Oh, please, Christian. I scream in my head. This is your punishment. So close and yet so far. Is this nice? He breathes in my ear. I whimper.
Is this nice?
Exhausted, pulling against my restraint. I'm helpless, lost in an erotic torment. Please, I beg, and he finally takes pity on me. How shall I fuck you, Anastasia?
Whoa!
Oh, my body starts to quiver. And soon you can resist the evil of the thriller.
Ah!
Okay, my body starts to quiver. He stills again. Please. What do you want, Anastasia? You. Now, I cry. Shall I fuck you this way or this way?
Was he showing her graft? What's he doing?
Yeah, he got those things.
Is he going, do you want me to do it like this? You want me to do it like this? You want me to do it like this?
He's got the minute ticket in it slides. Shall I fuck you this way or this way? Or this way?
Wheelbarrow?
There's an endless page.
Oh.
There's an endless... Okay, where was I? Was that the page 10? I think it was. There's an endless... Nope.
Oh, no.
Frustrating.
Yes.
Okay, I think I skipped a page. Let's go back to 10.
Uh-oh. Wait.
There's an endless...
Why?
He reaches up and pushes the t-shirt over my head. Oh, fuck, I read that page already.
Oh, no. There's an endless what?
What the hell is so endless?
I'm begging you for it, Frank.
Seriously.
Begging you. How are you gonna read to
All right,
me?
Here we go. There's an endless.
Yeah.
Okay, endless. Come on.
Endless.
Choice. He breathes against my lips.
Not really
he withdraws
true.
His hand and reaches over to the bedside table for a foil packet.
A foil packet.
He had some. He's still hungry. A little piece of chicken he had wrapped up.
I'd say he sounds like he's doing her hair, giving her highlights. Yeah. Give her a little foil here and put that on her.
Is this a leftover he had? Chili's an extra rib.
Yeah, go on. Okay. All right. I'm going to fuck you. Which way you want me to do it? These are a good leftover. Even better, actually.
Cold chicken and cold wine.
Cold chicken and Chardonnay.
He kneels up between my legs and very slowly he pulls my panties off, staring down at me, his eyes gleaming. He puts on the condom. I watch, fascinated, mesmerized. How nice is this,
well,
he says.
She's an easy audience as she's mesmerized watching him put a condom on.
How nice is this, he says, as he strokes himself. I meant it as a joke.
What
I whimper.
Creep.
Please fuck me, Christian. He raises his eyebrow as his hand moves up and down his impressive length. Oh.
How nice is this?
Oh, I know. Talk about creepy jerk-off face. That's how they found Fred Willard.
Yeah.
What? A joke. His voice is menacingly soft.
Yeah, because she said, I was just joking. Right?
Yeah.
About whatever he did before he started stroking himself.
All right, let me go. He's 13. All right, here we go.
God.
Yes, please, Christian. I beseech him. Are you laughing now? Oh, not the worst woman laughing while you're jerking off. No, I mule.
I mule?
M-E-W-L. No, I mule.
What does that mean?
No. No.
This book is sexy.
I'm a ball of sexual tense need. He stares down at me for a moment, measuring my need. Then he grabs me suddenly and flips me over. It takes me by surprise, and because my hands are tied, I have no support myself. I have to support myself on my elbows. He pushes both my knees up the bed so my behind is in the air, and he slaps me hard.
My behind? Who says that? Like, I've never called my ass my behind.
Before I can react, he plunges inside me.
Roto-rooter.
Found a tampon in here. That was your problem.
Yeah, she should flush now. Pretty fine for you.
I cry out from the slap and from his sudden assault. And I come instantly again and again, falling apart beneath him as he continues to page. Damn it. All right, here we go.
He plunged her once and she came.
Yeah, just plunged. Okay, I'm going to have to stop.
Yeah.
All right, we've gone into almost overtime here.
Yeah.
Let's take this call real quick. Let's go to Sean in Seal Beach. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Well.
Hey, I'm all right. This 50 Shades of Grey, I know why women love it so much. It's their porn, but it's because they use 50,000 words to explain something
This, if a guy wrote exactly what we've read so far, it would be pretty quick. Yeah. I poured wine in her belly button and I fucked her like a plunger.
Fucked her with a plunger.
And I also have a title for a Fred Willard movie. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Spanker Man, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Spanker Man. That is good. Do you want to win some Stanley Cup DVDs?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yes, it's the Los Angeles Kings Stanley Cup 2012 champion Blu-ray and DVD combo pack, and it's yours, Sean, for calling up and participating. Thank you so much. You can get yours in stores on July 24th. That's next Tuesday. Like I said, we have them right here on the Heidi and Frank Show. So stay on hold, Sean, and Ashley will get that out to you. And don't forget, if you are going to send a lot of mail this year.
We're
going
to send all these Stanley Cup DVDs out to all the winners.
And then we got to weigh them to find out how much we got to send on the postage.
Thank
and so
God.
We got that scale, you know, stamps.com gave us.
Yep, stamps.com. It is the way to go. It's 2012, people, so why would you still be going to the post office? You don't need to. Stamps.com is there for you. Quick and easy. It's the quick and easiest way to get postage. Buy and print official U.S. postage using what you already have, which is your own computer and your own printer. And the digital scale they give you at stamps.com eliminates the guesswork. So you're going to know exactly how much it's going to cost to send whatever you need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the mailman picks everything up. You're never going to have to go to the post office again. Right now, use our promo code HF for the special offer. No risk trial, plus $110 bonus offer. Includes the digital scale that we're telling you about. And $55 of free postage. They're going to throw that in just to get you started. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in HF. That's stamps.com. Use the promo code HF, and it's going to change your life, stamps.com. Really will.
When we come back, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be replaced by Stephen Shirley. They're going to finish up this 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
For you. You want to?
Sure.
I'm going to invite Stephen Shirley in, and they'll finish the reading. There's only a couple pages to go.
Well, yeah, we could...
We left you hanging.
You have to print something out so that Shirley, because, you know, Shirley's going to sit here, I guess, in my seat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll figure it out, but that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so stick around for that. Stephen Shirley up next. We are Heidi and Frank.
The Heidi and Frank Show. You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.